Well, it's that time of year. Halloween's right around the corner. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you.
You scared me.
Sorry, I wasn't trying. I'm really sorry.
You know, John Ferry afraid of corners.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I heard him scream.
Here's an interesting question. What are some of your favorite costumes throughout the year? Either some of yours or, like, friends or something like that. What are some fun costumes that you've seen or done?
Una has... I mean, I'm just going to go off my kids because their ideas are fun. Una told me the other day that she wants to be a Minecraft zombie, a Minecraft skeleton, and a Minecraft creeper. She somehow wants to be all three. And I'm like, I think we could do one of those.
Well, you could do three because you could do the legs of one of them, the torso of another, and then the head of the third.
I don't want to buy three costumes and cannibalize them all.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. The best part for that is that you could just use cardboard boxes.
I literally just thought about that, too. I could, but I have to get the right size boxes.
That is the issue, yeah. But
yeah, Google exists.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, just order random things from Amazon.
Eventually, if you said that, then Kelly was like, "What exists?
What?
the internet?
Who? You guys have been using Ask Jeeves too, right?
Oh, I remember Ask Jeeves, sir.
Right?
Oh man,
that was my search engine.
We're using Netscape all the way.
Oh, wow, Netscape.
Oh, wait, it's not Ask Jeeves, it's just Ask.
Yeah, it's just Ask now.
That's dumb. They took away Jeeves. Did he die?
Yeah.
No, they laid him off.
No.
He lost his job after the recession.
Can't afford a butler in this day and age.
I can't afford an internet butler. Has anyone done an internet butler costume?
No. In fact, the only Halloween costume I've done in recent history was Giovanni.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh.
Yep, I got suited up, got Team Rocket badges.
Yeah, you make a good Giovanni.
Yeah, it is
yeah,
a good
I'm
one.
I'm very
yeah.
evil.
Yeah.
Yeah, John would steal Pokemon.
He's also tall, and I always imagine Giovanni tall.
Yeah, just like a really like tall, imposing character, much like John.
Yeah, see, there were two suits he has. He has the regular black suit, which was the one I could do. He also has this absolutely sick orange pinstripe suit.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
what? Yeah.
If I... Dude, look it up.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I'd look completely stupid, but that'd be the whole point. I wanted to do it so bad, but I wasn't going to commission a custom suit to do it.
Yeah, you gotta get that pose, too. Like, we just put hands in the pockets, and you're just like... smirking.
And like leaning. So, it always felt like Giovanni was like towering.
Yeah. Oh my god, he was. Yeah. If you look at pictures of him and like people like around him, yeah, he's always bigger than them.
And there's that theory that he's Ash's dad. Remember that theory?
Sure.
That was a theory.
I think it was something that one person said and everyone was like, you're stupid.
I googled Giovanni orange suit and it's one picture of him and then a bunch of cosplayers.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
It's kind of cool.
Unfortunately, I don't make custom suit money.
It's like one of those like six-button suits. The jacket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. Yep.
Neat.
I bet that man's ordered some murders.
Yes.
Oh, definitely.
You were completely correct.
Excuse me, but I steal from children. Oh, the last cool thing about that costume was I had a couple of badges that you get, like Giovanni's badge.
Oh, nice.
And I was like waiting to see like somebody dressed up as Ash or something, so I could be like, "Here you go." But they were all kids who would have no idea what they were, you know.
Are there no more gyms in the Pokemon games? Like,
No, there are, but it's like who would know Giovanni? They're all like 4th, 6th, 7th, 8th gen players.
Yeah,
shit. Yeah, I was just thinking that. I was like, "What do you mean? I know." Oh,
yeah,
you're old, Mark.
Yeah. Like, yeah, Mark's like, I want a badge.
I want a badge
right now.
Is Giovanni like not a bad guy anymore? Did Ash kill him or something?
He died.
I was gonna say he died in the first movie. I thought
region specific.
Oh, well, that's true, too.
Yeah. He just sticks to Kanto.
Well, in the lore of it...
He was the first Pokemon casualty of the vid.
Yeah, well, in the lore of it, I think after the first, like, Red and Blue and stuff, there was this whole thing, like, in Silver and Gold, which was second gen, he basically got defeated by Red, or, you know, from the first one, and basically went into, like, a seclusion because he got, like, beat so bad or something. So he was
by
just,
a
like...
child.
I got beat by this 10-year-old. God damn.
By a child with the strongest Pokemon team that has ever existed in any Pokemon game.
My criminal empire got crippled by a 10-year-old. God.
That sucks.
That's why he was like, oh, I gotta rethink my life here.
I'm gonna go grow tobacco in the mountains and contemplate.
All right, Mark, I know you've had some interesting costumes not during Halloween, so you must have some really good ones during Halloween.
Sometimes. It's practical versus practical. Impractical versus practical, while sometimes those were really good. Like, I did Bloodborne Hunter, because that one's easy, because then I can drink with that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the one Plague Doctor mask I have when I do Plague Doctor thing, I did outfit a hole that I can fit a straw through it, so I can drink in that one. And the Forest Demon one I have... That one's very impractical because I also have, like, hooves that I need to wear on that. And it stands me up 6 inches.
Oh my gosh.
So wait, you already being very tall are wearing 6-inch heels, pretty much.
Yeah, and then the antlers also make it even, like, a foot taller. So I'm, like, 7 feet tall.
Oh my gosh.
It is not good for indoors.
No, I bet not.
But the Plague Doctor one's fun because, I mean, I could just be like, I can nod off. And no one will even know.
Sister, yeah.
I don't have any good Halloween costumes. I literally remember zero good ones.
Well, I did open it up to cool ones that you've seen. Like what's your favorite one that you've seen, too?
That's a blur. Okay, cool ones I've seen. I saw a whole family be, like, the Pokemon... The trio is like Ash, Misty.
Oh yeah, of course.
Pikachu,
oh yeah, that's cute.
And I think the little kid was Brock.
All right, that's cute.
So
yeah.
That was I really appreciated that one. But that's
see,
like
if
the
I'd seen them
one.
When I was dressed as Giovanni, I would have had to fight them.
Pokemons.
I see John just has a Pokeball, like one of those fake Pokeballs you can get, and just fills it with concrete.
Pokeball, go! Why is John fist fighting a dad who's dressed up as Ash Ketchum? And he's winning.
So I remember way back when in, like, elementary school that my parents got me a Dragon Ball Z Saiyan armor costume, which I think it was, like, for Vegeta or something like that. But I felt so cool in that costume. And I think I might have been one of the only, like, DBZ fans in, like, my elementary school because, like, some of my friends were just like, oh, that's cool. I was like, what do you mean it's cool? That's awesome.
This is sick.
I'm
wicked,
the Prince
man.
Of all Saiyans.
Yeah. The only funny thing about it, though, is that you know how, like, the shoulder pads on that kind of, like, stuck out? You know, they were
to a very bad degree.
Yes. But these just sort of flopped. And aww. So I was just like, aww. I was like, oh, that's, like, kind of lame. But I guess theoretically, I could have, like cut them off and just had, like, the vest that, like, Vegeta wears. But no, that was my favorite one. I asked my mom to find it because I was going to post it as, like, a throwback thing. But that's like way back when. So I don't know if she ever will. But if my mom finds it, family, if my mom finds it, you will see it in our Discord because it was a cool costume. Maybe you guys will make a costume out of this dragon you're about to kill.
Sure, dang hope so.
You know what? Solid, decent segue.
Thank you. So we ended last episode with you guys formulating an approach on this guy, on this one-eyed leader of the troop, or this, oh, he was a ship, this one-eyed captain of this Scarlet Triad ship. They called him One-Eye, and he lived up to his name, having one eye. But you found out that he had two drakes with him that he said, get him! And they chased old Grimshaw down the street, airstriking him. To no avail, because somehow Grimshaw rolled 2 natural 20s against fireballs.
Never happen again.
That's the one time.
Used all of them up.
Yep. Also, I would like to say that probably the biggest twist in this podcast history is One Eye actually only having one eye. Like, I mean, totally blew me away. I just stepped away from my desk.
Yeah, John, you were gone for a long time.
Probably heard me crying in the background.
No, it had to have been a joke.
Stories told of all time.
I just imagine the questions.
Like Lord of the Rings.
The question
doesn't even compare to One Eye having One Eye.
The question for Paizo, if they created an NPC named One Eye and didn't give him One Eye, that'd be such a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Only thing that could top One Eye having One Eye is One Eye having Two Eyes.
Exactly.
I think maybe we just spoiled the sequel.
You have invented my brother.
There are times that the art does not necessarily match the character in the book. Like Alok, I think that he didn't have a halberd in the staff lock. I think he had a greatsword.
Yeah.
But I was like, he's kind of a halberd. It's over the nail. But that would be very funny if they called him One Eye and then they just didn't update the art.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, actually, I have a glass eye.
Right.
If you wouldn't know.
He spit shines it before every battle.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey.
I'm a sue Paizo for taking that.
So, I want to get right into this combat because old Jonathan jumped a gun and he rolled his die on his attack on this Drake. So, Jonathan, you sent me a picture of the die, so I would like you to tell me what the die roll was last night.
How about I just describe it? Jake, come on, you can't tell him I'm recording these things. Like that.
Oh, sorry. Last week's episode.
Yeah, to break immersion. I could also just describe the attack to you.
Please describe the attack.
As Benson, because he's currently around the corner, he spins, ducks down into this mist as it erupts from beneath him, throwing both capes and cloaks above his head. He turns his sword around in his hand so it's pointing down as the camera turns with him as a second he's falling atop of the dragon. As he strikes downwards, he connects with the back shoulder and back of the neck of the dragon because he rolled a natural 20.
Heck hell.
Yeah. Yes, let's go.
Oh, God. John.
So please get a card.
What?
You got one of my favorite crits. Ventilated. Triple damage.
Fuck yes!
Okay.
Let's
please,
go.
Please, John. Please roll well, John.
All right, so John, for, because Foundry only does double damage, roll regular damage and just triple that number.
Okay.
Yeah, so just make it easier on yourself.
Make sure it's faster sword damage.
So you literally teleport through the air above this thing and then just stab it straight down through its neck.
Mm-hmm.
God, I want art of this so bad. With two capes flying behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. This is gonna be crazy.
Yes.
Plus six. That is triple damage.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
45 points of slashing damage.
Oh my goodness.
Ooh, man.
And yes. because it was a sword attack, it's flat-footed until the start of its next turn, right?
Oh.
That is correct, yeah.
Is it two actions to activate the Cloak of the Mountain Pack?
Yes.
I think so, yeah. So.
Dang it.
I mean that was your whole surprise round. I'm giving you that as a surprise round. So
that's awesome. That's so good.
No one expects a paladin to come the fuck out nowhere,
right?
Nobody looks up for a paladin.
No,
nobody expects the Holy Inquisition. All right, so let's start rolling initiatives here.
Heck yeah!
As all of that happened, let me go ahead and roll for my guys. And then I will get you guys in here. All right.
Pretty decent roll.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so let's go for roll for the Drakes and a One Eye. Kezra, what'd you get?
17.
Okay.
That's a terrible roll.
Yep. Elkwood, what'd you get?
Trying to actually think, because I rolled for a 27 with my stealth.
Okay.
But I'm thinking, does that plus 2 add on for initiative?
Yeah, it does.
It should,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm, yeah, because it's for initiative.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's whatever you roll for initiative will get a plus 2.
No. It's only for perception.
Oh, okay.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
Oh, it's damn. When you use perception as initiative. You
but
get,
if
okay.
I do still match, it looks like if I still do match, that I go...
Oh, yeah, you would go first anyway, yeah. So what was your total, then?
27.
27, okay. Alright, so I will make... I'll make it 27 for now. I don't think anyone's going to match you. Grimshaw, what'd you get?
So Grimshaw destabilized his timeline, and usually the Chrono Worm swirls around him in a mystical way, but you actually see the Chrono Worm constrict him, and it looks like the Chrono Worm is sucking time itself away from Grimshaw as he is frozen in place. So I get the lowest, I get a nat 1 for my initiative,
oh, no.
Making it a 20.
Jeez, okay.
Still before Kezra.
Does that still beat Kezra?
Yep. It's amazing you can be...
You have a plus 19 to your initiative?
Yeah, because No. This is a different situation. I'm not disguised anymore. I forgot. So I was using my deception, but I'm not disguised anymore.
No,
so
okay.
It's actually a 13.
13, okay.
Oh, okay, that makes more
yeah,
sense.
Yeah.
A lot more sense.
I was like, that's hilarious that you are frozen in time and still go before Kezra.
Yeah, not
that
today.
Would be really funny.
Not today. 13.
And Benson, what was yours?
All right, I got a 26. I will also say I did make a little mistake, but, you know, hands off the chess piece. I rolled 2d6 instead of 2d8 by accident. Just...
Oh, okay.
Throw that out there. For his damage?
Yeah.
Bro, roll. Reroll
yeah.
that.
2d8.
Go, nothing happens.
I will give it that.
That's a huge yeah. difference.
Yeah.
I will give him his 45 hit points back, so you could deal more.
Yeah, 2d8 plus
sec.
Your John times 3, baby.
Yeah. So, Tim, what's 19 times 3?
Oh my gosh, 38. 57?
57 points of damage.
57.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was an improvement. I think so.
That's really
so
good.
This Drake went from being taken a little nappy nap to having his head almost cleaved off.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, have you ever had a fully armored knight fall on top of you? Even if you're a Drake, that's going to be a jarring.
A knight falling sword first down?
Hey. Yeah. So, yeah. I want to know I want to know how much weight is behind, like, just that drop, that plunging attack.
A lot.
Yeah. All right, so going first is going to be One Eye. So One Eye hears Benson plunging attack this dragon, and the dragon screams out in pain.
And at the same time, Grimshaw's calling out, One Eye, it's time I face you like a man. Let's end this.
All right. Okay, so he hears the dragon, and he looks over, and I guess you're coming up the street, Grimshaw?
Yep.
As this, okay.
Shield raised.
Okay. All right. So in which case, he is going to... Oh, man, what does he want to do? Well, he's going to whistle for one for his other Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's going to whistle for his one Drake to... starts to start moving. And then he just shouts, "Come up here, champion. Fight me like a man." And then he will wait on top.
Oh, good for him.
Elkwood, it is your turn.
Elkwood,
this is
gonna
be
him.
Such a weird fight.
Yes, I'm the champion here.
Fight me 1v1 like a man. Meanwhile, Elkwood's across the street with a 50k.
Just say the word.
Boom.
Give me the shot. So he sees that Drake, I guess, was this the Drake?
Yes. So the Drake in the western building is the one that Benson attacked. The one that he whistled, and you can see it moving if you kind of have an angle on it. You can see that it's woken up, so it's getting ready to move.
Gotcha. So he's actually going to hunt prey on it.
Okay.
And do a 2 hunted shot.
Alrighty.
Because I can.
Yep.
Alright. Oh, fuck yeah. 16 on the die, baby. So that's a 35.
You also crit my Drake.
Oh, sorry, 37.
You also crit my Drake still.
Heck yeah.
Go ahead and roll for crit damage.
Crit damage?
Yep.
Crit damage.
Oh my god.
Question, what are the elements on your bow again?
Okay, that does matter.
Yes.
So, by the way, this was almost max damage.
Oh god.
Oh my gosh, you're going to blow my
numbers. So this was
numbers.
60 points of damage. However, that was a 6 on fire damage. So okay, that would be 12 points of fire damage taken off.
Okay, so
48 points of damage.
48 points of damage, okay. Owie.
That's still pretty fucking good.
That's awesome. It's still good, dude, like... Two, like, I rolled, because deadly also adds on to that.
Yes, yep. So yeah, that's holy why crap. Okay.
Extra D10, and it was a 10 on the D10.
And this is going to be a difficult fight, but...
And, the Drake is stuck in place.
Yeah, yes. That was the big thing, too.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So the Drake goes to, like, you could see he was, like... putting his wings up, and you just stuck one of his wings to the stone wall behind him.
Mm. Yeah. See, like, we knew this was going to be a hard fight, but whenever we get into situations like this, you just got to crit till you make it.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, crit win.
What else are you doing on your turn?
That's it. He's going to keep Vamir back for the moment, but as soon as that Drake, like, starts coming, it'll be an aerial fight.
Aerial fight.
Got
aerial
it.
Fight.
Aerial fight.
Okay. Sir Benson Black, it is your turn.
Your surprise round was a fucking natural turn.
Yep. Pretty good, right?
Absurd.
So, Benson's just gonna start swinging for the fences.
Alright.
He wants to kill this thing before it even gets off.
I mean, you might. I feel like it's a pretty good chance you're gonna kill this thing before it gets an opportunity.
Just crit it again.
Just crit it.
You might. I think these things' AC are low.
Yeah, they don't have great AC, but...
That was a 19 on the...
Oh,
you definitely crit it. It would...
My god.
What's its AC?
I can't say it's AC, but...
Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Yeah. Yeah. Was it definitely a crit?
What's the total?
19 plus 18, sorry.
37.
37.
19 plus 18 is 37.
19,
yeah.
I thought you said 17.
I'm going to trust Timmy on this one, Kelly. Sorry.
I heard that.
Yes, that is a crit. Yeah. That is a crit, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
24 points of slashing damage.
Please describe your kill.
Yes.
Okay. Jesus.
No.
So, comes down, drops. So, Benson, when he comes down, he's still on top of this thing. Just thematically.
Yeah.
And then he hears the shot go off, and he's holding on to the Drake. Swords through its neck. He just throws himself to the side, digging his sword that's already through the neck, just straight down on through, and just goes right through its throat.
Whack! And that Drake dies.
That might be the coolest thing Benson will ever do.
That is so freaking amazing.
Cinematic.
Alright, you still have two more actions, bud.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay. Wasn't expecting this.
Here's another thing too. You are actually concealed because of the cape of the Montebank.
Really?
Yeah. So the cape it says that when you dimension door, it makes the obscuring mist around you.
Oh my god.
I mean, do I start making my way to the other Drake or?
You wouldn't make it.
Oh no, I can't. That's why I said start.
Yeah.
Long jump from the top of the roof to the center.
Yeah, I'm kind of lost for words here. I guess I'll start making my way over.
I'm sure Kezra being invisible is very happy about the obscuring mist too, because that gives him more rounds to to do fun stuff.
But I'm not sure if I want to move out of like where Kezra is though.
Kezra's fine.
Ezra is invisible, so...
Yeah, that's right. He hasn't become visible yet.
Yeah, he's still invisible.
Yeah, so you can just leave him. And plus, he will always do the Kezra thing. Blink. And just piss off the enemy.
So Benson's going to start, he's going to hug the wall here.
Okay.
Just so person yelling on top. He's going to have at least kind of a hard time seeing him.
Okay, so all right, so you're on the western wall of the Nine Shield Smokehouse. So
yes.
Okay.
Can I see through any windows?
No, they are all boarded up.
Boo. I just want brisket.
Give me the meat.
It smells amazing in there. It smells incredible.
It's red hot and blues in there.
Oh, man. Now you're not playing.
Time for a breach charge. Okay. I guess my last action will be moving up this way. Oh, look.
All right.
It's telling me I can't.
Probably because of wall. So. Okay. All right. So you start making your way around the Night Shield Smokehouse.
I've got Kezra cover. I've got Elkwood cover in. Grimshaw's coming up behind me. So I feel like it's a fine spot.
Yep. Okay. All right. So it comes to the other Flame Drake's turn. This Flame Drake needs to make an action. He needs to spend an action to remove.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll beat it immediately. It's unless you roll a natural one.
Let me see.
I think
10. 19 total, so he does. Yes. Okay, in which case, it is going to fly at you immediately.
Ooh.
It's going to do something called Speed Surge. Fire Drake moves up to twice its speed for one action.
Ooh, what?
That's cool.
Broken. That's really good.
Can I get that?
Can you nerf that, please?
That's like something like most dragons have. They can just like...
Yeah.
Go really fast for once, like a combat.
I imagine it's sort of the draconic thing where you use like all of your limbs at once to just like push yourself.
That boost.
Yeah.
It's called extreme speed.
Sorry, he uses extreme speed. It rolls up like Sonic and then shoots off in your direction. And then it is so it meets you on the roof, flies towards you, and then it is going to attack you with its fangs.
Oh, gosh,
that's fine.
28.
Damn, that hits my AC.
Yeah.
Oh. So that is going to be 13 points of piercing damage. 12 points of. You don't have resistance. 13 total damage. It's 12 piercing.
Please, I'm not Benson, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, sorry.
Fine.
We all want to be Benson.
Everybody wants to be Benson.
Can Elkwood get heavy plate armor?
Sure.
Okay.
You're more than welcome to wear it.
You need to sign these papers that ensure the Church of Iomedae that you never committed a felony.
Sign it.
Sign it. Sign it.
Somehow the paper knows if you're lying or not.
Yep.
Yeah, Zone of Truth is on that shit.
Probably. Yeah, exactly. All right, Kezra, it is your turn. So you're just outside of the building where the Drake was killed, so the smoke's sort of pouring. The smoke from the cave is sort of pouring out.
It's not obscuring mist like the spell. It's just like in his space. He's in the smoke, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. So. Yep. It's just like when you appear, you get it.
Yeah.
Like a magician.
Exactly. So basically, Kesra was invisible. He turned around and he threw a rock at Benson, and Benson disappeared in a flurry of cloaks. And Kesra spins around, and Benson basically falls and stabs the sword into the thing's neck, and then chops its like head in half. And then he just like stands up, covered in dragon blood, and walks out the other door. So Kezra is still very much invisible, which is great. So he's just going to move.
Alright, just gonna start walking down the street a bit.
Those feet were made for walking.
Yeah, Kezra he goes all the way behind the smokehouse.
Okay.
I guess about here. So he's all the way to the other side.
Okay. So you go to the bottom of the smoke, or the south side of the smokehouse, and you can see that there's a set of stairs that sort of wind around the back side of it, and and that's how you would be able to get up to One Eye.
Gotcha.
All right. And Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Grimshaw literally just moves... south 60 feet. I am close to the foot of the stairwell, and that is my turn.
That is your turn. Alright, it comes back to the top of round two with One Eye. So One Eye sees sees you guys sort of walking around the street down below, and he sees that his drake is now dead. And he sees the other one is, like, bloody. Like, as it flew across, he saw, like, a trail of blood just, like, pouring out of its, like, neck. So he knows that his drake is not due for this world for much longer. In which case, he is going to yell out and be like, Helgi, get your ass over here.
Yeah.
Helgi?
Helgi.
Hmm.
And as that echoes out, you guys begin to hear what sounds like a number of footsteps. As that one raiding party is coming in.
Oh, man. Are we going to rue Benson's words?
Yes. I thought Mark suggested that. Oh, no. Whatever. Yeah.
No, I suggested to take out the raiding party first.
Oh, so is Elkwood's words.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want to be sandwiched That's in right. with we're, this big
we're,
giant.
We're fine. We just killed a giant demon. We're fine.
That's true.
I just two-shot a drake.
Jake hasn't killed us yet. It's book three.
Yeah.
I'm about to say.
It only made us stronger.
All right, so, and then he is, as he does that, he is going to... You can't see it, but I mean, you can see it on the map, but you guys can't see it necessarily from your characters can't, I should say. But he takes a step up, and he Grimshaw, he saw you walking towards the south, and so he's you can't see it yet, but he is at the top of the stairs. So, all right, so that is his turn, and he goes, "Yeah, walk up here, champion."
Anyway, he's awfully cocky.
Elkwood, it is your turn.
Okay. Elkwood is seeing that this drake is, like, right in front of his face. So yep. He's just like,
You're kissing it.
Yeah. Just right on the mouth. So he's going to do a single action elven step to step twice.
Okay.
To get away from him. Yep. And he's going to quick draw the eclipse. And he's just going to hurl this with his final two actions.
Oh, okay.
You've got so much mileage out of quick draw.
Dude, quick draw.
Quick draw.
He's an artillery man at this point. Let's see here. Okay, that's not a terrible roll. That would be a 20... No, sorry. A 31.
That is just a hit.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yep.
18 points of damage.
Okay.
Okay, and Vimir actually is going to do a 5-foot fly.
Okay.
So and attack.
So Vimir's going to come up and try to
pack
get the
shit out of him.
Yeah. All right.
He might have a good chance of hitting, actually. So.
Okay.
Yeah, especially with an 18 on the fucking die.
Woo.
Dude, like, this dice roller is great. I love it. I don't have to think about math. It just does everything for me.
It just does it all.
So that would be a 32 to hit.
32. That is a critical hit.
Oh, good my Lord. Gosh.
Holy shit, really?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Vimir is going to... Oh, bullshit. Oh, wait, I didn't do critical damage. I was like, wait, what? Excuse me? 38 points of damage.
Yep, that'll kill it.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
Dude, name of our party is Drake's Bane.
Yeah, right?
That's a go.
Power of the dragons, indeed.
I don't know, maybe we're, like, punching these dragons real good or something.
Must be.
Maybe.
That's what? A good name. People should make a podcast about this.
See, when the main character says the name of the movie in the movie.
Yeah, so... Huh? Yeah, so Vimir just freaking, like the eclipse makes that incision, and then it's like a tag team almost, like, Vimir just immediately goes right for the, like, artery or something, and just...
Yes.
Just snips it.
Good lord. All
right.
So this thing just plummets to the ground, too, because it was flying, so it just...
Yeah, right yeah, on. Yeah. It was in the air, like right, like not over the roof, but it was like next to it. So it falls like the 15, 20 feet down and just.
on top dead. Of someone.
On top of someone. There was hopefully one prisoner that made it out, and he died now.
He fell and killed many innocents.
And as the prisoner was dying, he was like, "Is this your fault?" And he pointed at Vamir.
Vamir shrugs. Vamir doesn't speak common.
Vamir's like, "I got a second meal." Just jumps down to prison.
Benson, it is your turn.
I don't know what to do right now. I feel like Benson's like, "Elkwood, I'm gonna have to," and it just crashes to the ground. It's like, "Oh."
Just all starts right. waving to you.
Where are these footsteps coming from? Like the.
Go make me a perception check.
Okay.
So while he makes that perception check, does anyone else remember the movie Rain of Fire?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that's what it just kind of reminds. Just taking out like fucking dragons right now.
Yeah.
Only an 18. Garbage roll. Had to have one.
I'll say that they're not coming from the north. How about that?
Okay.
So there's the rain all around, and some of the sounds might be echoing, but you can't quite just know that they're not coming from the north, kind of where you are.
And should I assume that the map like up is north?
Yes.
Okay. Then Benson is gonna start moving down.
All right. Walking back the other way.
Back the other way. And that's my whole movement. That's my turn.
All right. So both, or all three, Benson, Grimshaw, and Kezra are at the stairs at the bottom.
What color is Drake blood?
I would imagine just red.
Yeah, so just, you see a red knight just
his whole front is red.
It was a fire drake, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so imagine the blood is steaming, too.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Would have been my flame drake's turn. Now it comes to Kezra. It is your turn.
All right. Kezra sees Benson coming, but he keeps going up the stairs. Still right. invisible.
Go ahead and make me a stealth check, though, as you're walking up.
This is about to be really bad if this doesn't work out.
I mean, the only way he can perceive me is basically hearing, and it's raining, but I'm also right. very bad at stealth. So, 15.
He can see your outline in the rain.
Oh. That's actually good.
Sorry, wait, what'd you get?
15.
15. Alright, so as you come walking up, he sort of looks around, and he looks at the floor and he sees a muddy footprint there that was not there a second ago, and he's going to just swing out.
This just got bad.
He has 50% miss chance.
Yep. So, oh yeah, let me roll that first before I make myself sad. So it's going to be an 18 on the die for the miss chance. And then so he swings his great club like a massive like baseball bat swing, just woof. And that is going to be a 34 to hit.
That's a crit.
All right.
So that's what that feels like.
Okay. Let me see.
This guy has to be such a badass.
That is not the right damage. So that is gonna be 32 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ow.
And he also has, so because it's a great club, he also has the knockdown specialization, I think is what it is.
Yep, it's 10 feet.
It's just, yeah. Yeah, you knock the target away from you up to 10 feet. You choose the distance. You could do 5 or 10 feet.
So 10 feet will be immediately to the stairs.
Knocked him off the stairs?
It pushed me off the stairs.
Yes, that's what that's what I was implying. So,
oh shit.
Kezra goes walking up.
just gets fucking slammed.
And you just hear thunk, and then Kezra comes fall. Oh, you don't even see it because he's invisible.
Now he falls so directly onto Benson.
You fall onto Benson.
Actually, Kel, you get a reflex save to grab the edge.
That's true.
You do get a reflex save to grab the edge.
Mm-hmm. If you haven't,
it is raining
reaction.
And muddy, so you know.
I got a 30.
Whoa!
Oh, you're fine. Okay, so you grab the edge very quickly.
His boot still hits Benson in the helmet, though. You're like, what the fuck?
Benson strikes out in reaction.
Instantly.
Okay, I guess with his next action, he'll step back up. He'll climb himself back up.
Mm.
Okay.
Lame.
You're still invisible, so...
I am still invisible.
Sit there and do
nothing. Damn, that sucks.
Use Hyper Beam so you can charge it up.
He's actually gonna just activate his claws.
Alright. Zwomp. Okay. Now it comes to Grimshaw's turn. Grimshaw, last person to go in the round. You are at the bottom of the steps.
Okay.
Kel, you don't think I can?
I'm sorry, Kel. Did you use a spend an action to pull yourself back on?
Yes.
Okay. So you moved, attacked.
No.
Then pulled yourself.
No.
I moved and got attacked, and then I used a reaction to grab the ledge.
Oh,
and
then I pulled myself up on the ledge
and used a one action.
My bad.
How dare you question me and my action economy?
He is the rules lawyer.
Sorry, Jake. Sorry for killing air. And cut.
So you also would have noticed like the footprints going up, and you heard someone just get cracked in the ribs.
Mm.
You heard like some scuffling. You didn't see anything.
Mm.
But you were like, someone just got hurt so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's throwing invisible men at us.
You definitely heard Kezra, like, scream out as he got fucking bashed in the face while his defenses were down.
Gosh. So, with that in mind, he doesn't know exactly where Kezra is. You know Kezra is invisible, so it's enough to assume that. So, you can technically move through...
You can move space.
You move through, you just can't stop.
You can't stop, but do you count this area as difficult terrain since it's
climbing? Oh, it's difficult terrain. Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So, So this right here is actually 30 feet.
Correct.
I still have 10 feet after using my second move action. So I could do 5, 10, so I could get here, right directly left of him. Oh, come on, I did the thing. Oh, it won't let me do that, so I have to go here.
Oh, yeah.
I have to go here.
Yeah, you can't just click and drag because of the...
Grimshaw moves, pushes Kezra off to get out of the way.
What is this? Kezra goes...
What is this, a force wall?
Dastardly wizard casted a wall of force?
Shit.
This force wall is so muscular.
looks around and is like, guess it's just you and me. And swing, baby, swing. Come on, Malani. Don't let Grimshaw down in his time of need. Or you can just let me down in my time of need. That's fine. 22 total.
Thanks, Malani.
That is going to be a miss.
Yep.
Should have won with the IMA day.
That's my turn.
Your worship in the wrong gap.
Yeah, Benson doesn't back losing horses.
Okay, so now you see where the footprints are coming from. As let me go ahead and reveal. As you see three sneaks, one blood boar, and a Scarlet Triad thug that is actually a female dwarf.
Mm.
She has a name tag that says Helgi.
Name tag. Hi, I'm Helgi.
Hi, my name is Helgi. So the blood boar. Let me go ahead and get them all into initiative as they have just arrived. But I'll say this: that the blood boar is like obviously came first since you send the blood boar in first. So let me go ahead and get their initiatives in.
I'm fine with how things happened. He would not have been able to get his attack of opportunity off on me, because he has to spend an action to seek, unless he has a precise sense other than sight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so like okay. It's reasonable that he could have seen me on his own turn if he had seeked it for me, but invisibility makes you automatically undetected to somebody who uses sight as their only precise sense.
Oh, I gotcha, yeah.
He wouldn't have gotten a free perception check just to get his AOO in. But I'm fine with how it happened.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I mean, the way I was sort of playing it too is that he was anticipating someone to come up. So no, you're totally right on that though. That shouldn't have happened. But hands up the chess piece, and I liked how it happened. So, all right. So let's see. So Grimshaw, that was the end of your turn, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Okay. So let's go back to the top of the round now. So, if you were looking at the initiative tracker, it just got twice as big.
Yeah, I was hearing the dice rolls. So yes. I was like, oh, boy. Yes.
It was quite large.
It's like Jake, stop rolling.
Jake, stop. No, that's enough. That's enough initiative.
Jake!
Jake!
All right, so old One Eye, he is going to... he sees you come up there... Grimshaw, and you took a swing at him, and he nimbly ducked under your mace or your Morning Star, and then he is going to try and shove you.
Yeah.
So he's got this point here where he's 10 feet ish from each corner of the roof, mm-hmm. On the south side of the roof here. So he's going to try and shove you. So he is going to make the athletics check to try and shove you.
Mm. You're a beefy boy. You can
handle
it.
That's going to be a 34.
34 is a regular success.
Regular success. Okay. All right. So in which case, he shoves you 5 feet this way.
Yep.
And then he's going to try and shove you again.
All right. Got that map on my side, though.
Oh, yeah. You got the map. Let's just do that.
Please roll.
28.
Oh, that's exactly.
That's exactly it.
Oh my gosh,
dude's built to shove.
Grab the edge.
Yep. Built to shove.
That is. That's this whole thing. That's why he's a great club too, because you can shove with mm-hmm. the great club without yeah. need to free hand. So he's holding it like a baseball bat, yeah. and he's just like shoving you in the chest backwards and backwards.
I hate it.
What are you gonna do about it? What are you gonna do about it?
Fight me! Fight me!
Don't you fight me? God, he's like the drunk asshole at a bar. Mm, and yep. He's just like not punching you, but he's just like chest bumping you, and you're like, "Go, oh, big swing!" Come
he's
on.
Hoping his friends pull him off before a fight actually happens.
Right, right. All right. So, go ahead and make the reflex save to grab the edge.
I need to change dice. That's a 20.
That's a 20. Unfortunately, with the rain and all that kind of stuff, yep. I'm gonna say it's a fail.
How far is it down?
That is 20 feet.
20 feet. Okay.
Yes.
Doop-doop-doop-doop-doop-doop-doo. If you're an expert in acrobatics... Am I an expert in acrobatics? I'm trained in acrobatics. So I treat falls as 10 feet lower, so it's only like a 15-foot fall. Or how? I mean, so you said 10-foot fall. You said it's 20?
Correct,
so
yeah.
10-foot fall, so I only take 10 damage.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
Get on my level.
So Grimshaw goes up there, and a moment later, he goes, falling backwards off the roof.
I hate that.
You're a bully.
I hate that.
Right. That was... I think that was just... Was that two actions?
No, it was three.
He used two actions on me. One shove, okay, two shove.
Alright, so he's got one more action, then I think he's just gonna wait right there. He likes this spot.
He would.
Okay. Yeah. He's a strategist, that's for sure.
Who is this guy? HR next. Shoving stuff?
That's good.
Oh, there's the episode title. All right, so next we're getting into the raid, or the raiding party. So Scarlet Triad sneaks. So this one right here on the south side, he goes up and he sees Benson. And so he's going to
Benson the Red, who is also Benson the Black.
Hey.
Oh, it's Benson the Red and Black. Get him. And then he's going to he's going to do one action to get over to you. He's going to use another action to try and feint against you. So this is going to be a deception check.
Against my what?
Against your
perception. Perception.
It's a fail anyway. It was a 19 total. So.
Okay.
And then he's going to use his rapier. Yeah. With a miss. Elkwood Grimm, it is your turn.
Okay. So Elkwood, he's kind of... He, at this angle, can see this sneak here.
Hmm. So there's two sneaks that have come out the eastern... One of the eastern passageways. So, yeah.
You're not going to shoot Clubby McClubbin?
I mean, I could, but I also don't want the sneaks to start getting behind.
I do feel like we're going to start taking care of the trash.
Well, I mean, the fact that they have a lower... I hate metagaming on this, but, yeah. But they have a lower AC, for one. And two, if they actually start doing sneak damage, it can devastate people. So
yeah, you could take one of these guys out in two shots.
Maybe. But he is going to hunt prey on this guy.
Okay.
And he's just going to two-action shot right off the bat.
All right, so I will say he gets a bit of cover from the building there, but with your to hit, I don't think it's going to matter, to be honest.
Yeah, it's not a crit. It's a 27 hit.
That just hits, actually, so yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it was a bad roll. So.
Oh, okay. Yep. Look at that. Even with cover, you managed to get him in the thigh like a
Ventura.
It's in the bone.
Wait, doesn't your hunt prey negate cover?
No,
concealment.
Yeah.
So that is a hit for 22 points of damage.
Gosh,
what a monster!
So good.
All right.
Yep. And that's all he's going to do.
That's all he can do.
So like this guy just pops out from side the building and just gets shot immediately. Just like, fuck.
Hey, he was just walking down the street and hit him in the thigh. He's like, oh god. Okay. So, in which case, Benson, it is your turn.
Benson is going to look at this sneak in front of him. And just being honest, just going to look at him and go, do you want to be the fifth member? Is it fifth? I'm trying to count the number of members he's killed so far. He's probably going to count Drake for like three. Do you want to be the ninth member of your crew I've killed today?
Drake's count.
And he's going to intimidate him.
Okay.
Yay, you remembered.
Yeah,
right. That's also a good intimidate to be like, "Do you want to be the next number?"
He's covered in blood.
I know.
let me bring up my sheet.
You know, I just forget how many people I kill every day.
So,
you know,
too many.
It's just so many.
Do you want to become a statistic?
Where are my stats? There we are. Does a 33 do it?
A 33 will be a critical success.
Ooh, cool.
Scared too.
So you say that to him, and he just sort of looks at you, and he knows that you're serious.
And
so he is now frightened too.
Time for an attack.
No.
31.
Let me get frightened two on here really quick because I just got to make sure that is. What was your total?
31.
Unfortunately, not a crit.
I didn't think it was going to be.
But
we will do a damage roll here.
Oh, you might hit the second one.
14 points of damage.
Uh-huh.
And for the second one. Tim, 13 plus
16?
9,
29. Yep, it's a regular hit again.
17 points of damage.
Okay.
Chunk though. Shit.
Good hits. All right. Next is the Scarlet Triad Sneak. So the one that you hit there, Mark, he is going to run as fast as he can over to the building that you were at. So let me measure this out.
He's gonna have to climb on top of that building.
He does, yeah. 10, and then okay.
Oh gosh. That sneak does not know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Use all that movement speed up.
I know.
Do it.
Right, so it's gonna be 45. And then he's gonna go into the building.
Yeah, I figured.
Which will be pretty much all of his movement. But you do not know where he is now.
Hmm. Now Elkwood could just pull the pin from his frag grenade and throw it in the building.
The building, you know, I had a grenade, I just drop it into the building.
It's along with all the C4 I planted down there.
He pulls it out of his pocket, and it's a super close-up, and it just says Acme on the side. Pull it down.
All right, so now we come to the Scarlet Triad Thug's turn. My name is Helgi. And so there's a little bit of a bottleneck here at the base of the south side of the smokehouse. So
can you go underneath those stairs?
You can go underneath them. Okay. I'll say that you can't at where it turns, just because that obviously gets lower to the ground,
right.
As it sort of wraps around the building. Yeah. But so yeah, you could get under there. I don't see why not. So let me go ahead and move her. Let me remind myself of her speed. Okay.
I bet she's still faster than Benson right now.
All right. So what she is going to do is that she's actually going to take her entire turn to come around the building, and she's going to come up on the other side of the building.
Mm.
So what she's effectively trying to do is right. She's coming up to try to flank. So she's not within melee to be able to get an attack off, but you see her coming up on the other side. Okay. Next is the Blood Boar's turn. The Blood Boar is going to...
Run away.
Nope. It's going to do a terrifying squeal. So I need everyone within 30 feet, which I think would be all of you.
Does that also include its allies?
Nope.
Okay, just... hey, I was just thinking, because it is a monster, so you know you're kind of...
Oh, that's true, but...
Monster, how dare you? He's a dapper gentleman.
He has a top hat.
Hey, his name is Jeeves. Did you even ask his name?
Oh.
Heard you got fired early 2000s.
Why do you think I work for slavery?
Turned to a life of crime.
Okay, so need everyone to make a will save.
Is there a crit condition? Like, I'm pretty sure I crit against the squeal. Am I not unaffected anymore for, like, the whole day or something?
It says, each creature within 30 feet must make a will save or become frightened 1, frightened 2, and a critical failure. The Blood Boar uses terrifying squeal on this. No, it doesn't say anything like that, actually, so.
Just chicken.
Yep. So Benson, Kezra, and Grimshaw will have to. Ukwa does not. Mm.
Dice-Y does not let me down. I switched back to Dice-Y, my roots, and I got a 33.
There you go. Alright, so critical success for you.
Jake, you know that purple dice I sent you a picture of last time we recorded?
Yes.
This might be my new main die, because I just rolled another natural 20 on it.
Oh my gosh.
Goodness gracious. Alright, critical success. And Kezra?
26.
26. That is a regular success.
Cool.
Nothing happens to anybody. That's fine. So the Blood Boar is going to go up, and he's going to go around he's going to get into the steps there.
Hmm.
Like you were asking about Grimshaw.
Mm-hmm.
And... in order to difficult for errors. So chase down doesn't do much. Okay. Yeah, all that wouldn't have mattered. Alright, anyway, so it's going to make a jaw attack on you, Benson.
Oh no.
Uh, 26 for a miss.
For a miss. Slides off of the blood-covered plate.
He licks the blood and goes, "That tastes like Drake."
That tastes like the singer rapper Drake.
Tastes like the renowned artist Drake. Alright. Next is the other Scarlet Triad's turn. The one that was coming from the east side. So he's going to do the exact same thing as his friend, and he's going to run into the building.
Mm-hmm. Elk might need to do a strategic movement here.
Yeah, I mean, I can just jump off the building.
Right.
Kezra, it's your turn. You were the only one on top of the roof with a Chevy mix-up face.
Yeah, so Kezra realizes that between the rain and the mud, he will probably only be hidden to this guy. So he does not feel safe as invisible. So he is going to he's going to pull out a potion.
Okay.
And drink it.
Good, good, good.
And as he does, he becomes covered in dragon scales.
Was that the white one?
It was the Drakeheart mutagen.
Okay, I got you. Yep.
So he's now covered. He appears out of. Well, actually, I guess he's invisible, so none of you see that. Neither does he.
I was gonna say, yeah. We the players and audience see it.
And do. I guess that's two actions to do that.
Oh yeah, take out and drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's just gonna stay still and invisible.
Alright.
That's all.
Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Grimshaw has enough movement to squeeze between Benson and the house. I was looking up squeezing. The squeezing rules don't apply. It's just difficult terrain. Squeezing is an exploration action that is only for exceptionally small spaces. So it just is difficult terrain between Benson and the sneak in the rubble there. So
okay,
I'm
going to
get between them. So I move, meow, move, meow. And I have enough to move right there. One action left, so now we are sandwiching the sneak that Benson has hit already.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to swing out the Morningstar Milani.
We're pulling out the famous DPS sandwich here.
He's pulling up the sandwich. Man, I just... You guys, you gotta stick with Dice Away Dice. They only roll good. So that's a 36.
Oh, holy fuck. Yep, that'll be a critical hit.
That'll be a crit. Frightened, flanked, and nowhere to go.
You got two champions on each side of you.
Yeah, there's a yeah. Let the people know that DPS actually stands for Dragon Punch Sandwich.
Hey, that's a meal.
And I rolled terrible damage, so that'll be 20 points of damage.
Alrighty,
and guess what? I get to shove.
Oh yeah!
I get to shove.
Where are you shoving him?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Shoving him into the boar. I don't know.
The only place you could theoretically shove him is like northwest, which would be like it'd be directly under Kezra, like under the stairs.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, I could shove him in between the Benson and the wall.
Yeah, but he wouldn't be able to like, and he has to. You can't, like, end there, you know what I mean, though?
You can't end your turn in a little tight spot like that? I guess that makes sense.
I don't think you can.
Well, you'd wall glitch him, and then we'll just mess the whole encounter up.
Yeah. He would just phase through the wall.
He'd do that Mario thing where he, like, goes, yo, 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 and then he phases, like, and turns back.
He does the back jump.
So, yeah, I'm gonna shove him underneath the stairwell, basically right below Kisra.
Alright, so he gets shoved. He's not where he is just because of layering, but he's under the stairs because Kester's on top, so. Alright. Next, it comes to One Eye's turn. So One Eye is going to he's going to try to seek you out there, Kel. That is going to be a 35.
I mean, yeah, I guess so.
Okay. All right. So now he knows you're there. And in the which case, he is going to take a step up, and then he's going to try to swing.
Still 50% mischance.
No, it's 20% mischance. I'm hidden to him now, because he knows what space I'm in.
Okay. Yep. Got
and
you.
I will remain only hidden to him until I sneak and beat him.
Okay. All right. So you right now. Okay. So that was on the mischance. It was a natural one. So
whoa.
He is.
Oh, sweet.
So he.
Very yeah, lucky.
So, very, very lucky. All right, and that is his turn. Next comes the Scarlet Tribe Sneak. So he is slightly less frightened now.
somehow.
Slightly.
Somehow. And he is going to try and do the same thing, in which he tries to feint Benson.
Oh, right.
So he is frightened, so the little bit of a penalty to the deception. Natural one, however.
Oh my gosh.
Benson's got this guy in his pocket.
Yep, yep.
Dang.
Okay. And he doesn't get that off, so he is just going to try and. He's right there. He just... It's so funny, because he's like, I want to get sneak off, but that would put me directly in between two champions, so I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
in which case, he is going to try and...
Does he want that promotion?
Yeah. All right, so two rapier strikes out. That's all he can do. I'm like looking at the sheet, and I'm like, he's got to do something. 32 to hit.
That will hit.
Man. All right.
Good for him.
Yeah. Okay. That is going to be 11 points of piercing damage.
It's going to be 0 points of damage as the champion of Milani calls out a liberating step. And I call out, Benson to me. And you get a free step and avoid all of the damage.
Nice, I'm not going to step.
You're not?
I mean, it doesn't... Wouldn't really benefit... Oh, wait, no, I guess...
Yeah.
If I could move where he is... Well, him on the map.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, so if you want to try to move, like, northwest...
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm putting myself here on the map, but we know what's happening.
Right, that's fine. Yeah. We know where each other is. Okay, so you take a little 5-foot step here.
I was like, Benson to me, walks away from me.
Walks away.
All right, that works.
This kind of boar close to you.
Or just do what you want, I guess, whatever. Okay.
I really wanted that AC bonus, but that's okay.
Oh, that's what you wanted. Do you want to swap it?
It's good. It's good. I can move to you. It's all good.
Okay.
I totally missed that, sorry.
Oh, you good. You good.
In which case, he is going to second attack. See with the multiple attack penalty and frightened. Miss. That's fine. All right, that was the end of his turn. Elk.
Okay. So he knows that this guy is coming up, so he's going to take
two guys. There are two people coming up.
Two people coming up, but yeah, he's going to take one action and move to the edge here.
Okay.
And is he on the edge of glory?
Yeah, and he's going to take a two actions to ready throwing the eclipse. As soon as he sees the first one come up, he's just going to chuck it.
All right, gotcha.
Right out of his stupid little head.
All right. Okay. Benson, it is your turn.
Benson's going to intimidate this snake again. And he just looks at him and goes...
Do, bitch.
You struck, but you can't make me bleed. You're ash beneath the holy boot. He's going to make 29.
All right. Yeah, that's a crit.
So disturbing. This dude's so scared of you.
Yeah, I know. So he gets back up and frightened too.
How many times until he shits himself?
Wait, wouldn't that be
frightened? Can you intimidate the same person?
No.
Oh, you can't.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Right. Okay, then I will intimidate this lovely dwarf lady. She's probably going to come and flank me if I can't kill this person. He just points the sword at the dwarf lady, and he gestures to the sneak in front of him and goes, "Watch this."
Oh my god.
And his first attack against the sneak. Okay. This is
going to be disgusting.
Tim, 18 plus 16.
Oh my gosh, 34.
That is exactly a crit because he's frightened.
Gosh.
Beautiful.
28 points of damage.
Oh my gosh.
Ow. Ow.
And last strike.
And he's flat-footed now.
Yes. Mm. And he's flat-footed.
Oh my gosh. Oh, so good.
Twenty-eight.
That's a regular hit.
Wait, what about the flat-footed?
Even with flat-footed, it would not make
16 points of slashing.
Okay. I would like you to describe your kill.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. A little bit different here. He moves over, points at the dwarf, doesn't say anything, just hacks this thing to pieces, and he looks at the dwarf and goes, "I killed him like a pig, and I didn't even touch the pig."
Oh, fuck.
Jesus.
Now, can I make...
So
would I make another intimidation roll, or...?
Yeah, go ahead and make your intimidation roll against her.
32.
Wow.
That's gonna be a critical success.
Oh my gosh.
She's now.
I don't even have to roll that good. I have plus 19.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, well, intimidate is stupid. Oh my.
All right. So that is that for her. All right, and that one is dead. Okay. Which one is that? It's that one up there. Okay. All right, Johnny, are you gonna do anything else with your turn?
Well, intimidate, attack.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, okay.
If you want to give me another action, I'll take it.
Nope.
Just handing actions out.
I'm cutting you off.
How many actions
I can't
hold?
Cool.
All right, so Mark, Elkwood, he's readying his action, and he hears these Scarlet Triad sneaks come up, and one of them, in fact, does poke his head out. There's a window, like, on the roof, you know what I mean? Like, one of those. And so he gets up there, and you see his stupid little head poke out as he's climbing out of it. So go ahead and make your attack.
It's just, he just comes out.
Yeah.
And he, oh my god, 35.
Oh my gosh.
That's critical.
Oh my gosh. This is with the eclipse.
Oh, he's gonna be blind.
he's gonna be blind on a roof.
So, not the 25 points of damage.
Okay.
And he is now blind.
Oh, man.
For a turn.
Okay, so he immediately stops. and like, he's, like, his forehead is, like, cut. Like, you gashed up in his head. Mm. But he, like, stops, and he's just like, "I'm blind! I'm blind! I can't see anything! What's going on?" He's full-on panic mode, as he is blinded for no reason.
I love it. It's great.
Alright, so next is going to be, he stopped, he has no idea what's going on. This is a Scarlet Triad thug. So Helgi, that is her name, she is going to call out for support from the sneaks that are chasing you, Elkwood.
Oh, pull them off.
Yeah. It's like, "Get over here!" And she is going to... Alright, so that's there. She can't get into flanking, but I will go ahead... Oh, you know what? I will delete the sneak, and then I'll put Benson where he actually is.
Good.
Okay. Alright, in which case, she's going to take a 5-foot step up, and then she is going to try and... She's frightened, but she can still swing. I don't think she can do anything else. Okay, yeah, so she's going to swing twice with her flail.
It's like this whole build was around intimidation, and now that I'm actually using it, it's really fucking good.
100 episodes later.
Only took 100 episodes, so I'm not play my character.
So she is actually going to try and... Ooh. All right, so she's going to use her flail, and she's going to try to disarm you.
All right.
So... A little bit frightened is going to make this difficult. Natural one.
Oh my gosh. Wait, does that mean she...
Does she give her weapon to you?
Just hands it over.
I think you have to have a free hand, though. You do, Benson.
Yeah, it's good. It'll just fall. It'll fall on the ground, though.
Yeah. Let me cut it with my shield.
So. My shield is a magnet. I just...
No.
Oh, no, I'm reading... It's not...
It just becomes flat-footed.
Yeah.
Oh, she's just flat-footed. Yeah. Okay. Alright, in which case... Alright, so she's 5 foot away. Alright, then she's gonna just try to attack you then? Yeah, why not?
Attack a fully plated warrior with your fists.
While frightened, too.
Mm-hmm.
Did she drop the flail, though?
No, she still hasn't. Oh, she's just flat-footed.
Okay, alright, yeah. Yeah. Alright, so then she clearly misses, since she has all of those negatives on her. Blah 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 blah. Helgi, you're fucking right up. Bloodborne. Bloodborne is going to take his step up, so he is going to be. He's going to step over the body of the Scarlet Triad Sneak, and he's going to try and attack you, Benson.
I was right there.
Yeah, but the boar is trained to focus whatever Helgi is focusing, so. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Cute.
So, cute.
Cute.
that's cute. Two jaw strikes on you. Fail. And incredible. Get the same result with two different rolls.
She rolled a natural one on her attack, right?
Disarm. Disarm attempt.
Oh, disarm, sorry.
Yeah.
It was a disarm.
No. Okay. Bloodborne, great job. The one Scarlet...
Jake sounds so disappointed. He's like disappointed in his kids.
I'm so disappointed. Scarlet Triad Sneak. So the one that you have not seen yet, Mark or Elkwood, it is then going to run out of the house. let me get my...
Leaving his blind friend on the roof.
Helgi called. He's got to go. So that is going to be... He's got...
God, he got some speed on him.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, well, it's the typical 25, so... So there's 50. He's got another 25. And then that'll be 15. Okay. All right. So he comes running out of the house.
Sorry!
So Helgi's gonna beat me if I don't obey her orders. Alright, so Scarlet Triad Sneak is running out of the house and ends up right next to Benson. Kezra, it is your turn.
Alright.
You are toe-to-toe with Chevy McShubface.
Yeah, Chevy man. Kezra is going to finally break the veil of his invisibility by casting a spell and a...
Burning dive. Let's go.
Nope. Like a sickening black like ray fires out at him, and he has to roll a fortitude save.
I bet he sucks at those.
I'm sure he's got to do very well on this.
Yes. Because you're invisible, that wouldn't provoke, though.
My thought, yeah. Well, so he knows what space I'm in. You know, it's up to you if he can perceive my manipulate action.
Or if he just knows
that I'm there, and if I move, he can swing or whatever.
I wouldn't think so. No, I feel like you'd have to see the somatic components and stuff. So, all right. So fortitude save, you said?
Yep. Sure, he's very good at fortitude.
It's going to be a 35.
Okay, it is. It's a regular success.
Okay.
So you are enfeebled one, as a ray of enfeeblement hit you.
Oh, okay.
So, tick him down just a tiny notch, and then Kezra will swing out with his claw.
Did you make your ranged spell attack?
Oh, yeah, I always forget that the spell needs that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Well, so wait, that's funny. It's a ranged spell attack and a fortitude save?
It is, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this could help me if I roll a crit.
Yeah, if you crit, then
that's true,
the outcome.
Yeah. Oh, it changes the degree of success. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Probably not a crit. No, it's not going to be a crit. That was 30 to hit.
That is exactly it, actually. So,
okay. Oh, so well, he's still in field one.
Okay, all right. So same result then. Cool.
Now I will roll my attack.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to,
and you're striking out with the claw.
With my claw.
Yeah. Okay.
Terrible roll. Yeah, it's a mess.
Okay. All right. Grimshaw, it is your turn.
All right, so clarifying question. Where is the boar?
So the boar is directly under Kezra. He's just south of him on the map, but he's under him in real life.
All right, so I can take a step northwest, and then I will be flanking.
Correct,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. So Grimshaw raises up his mace and is like, "Looks like you chose to dance in the rain, and you forgot your umbrella." And just strikes down. I don't really have anyone threatening in front of me. I gotta practice my lines on someone.
How's the boar react?
How's the boar react? I don't know how much.
Is he scared?
34.
30. That's a crit.
That's a big old crit.
It's a big old crit.
Oh, baby.
36
points of damage.
Oh, baby.
Good. Oh, wait a second. You know, I always forget that when I crit on the Morningstar Milani, I think I also do because of this thing, I get some sort of, what is it? It's like you get some sort of, you inflict an additional 1d6 points of positive or negative damage to the creature, whichever type would harm it. So I just do an extra 1d6. Man, I keep forgetting about that. Sweet, an extra 2 points of damage.
So they are neutral evil, actually. So, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Okay. All right, so how much damage was the bonus?
Two.
Two. Okay.
And I still have one more action, so I'm just going to swing again because
he's just going to kill it.
Yeah, this boar, I'm ready for some bacon.
All right.
Hey, wait, that's actually pretty good. Hey, boar, I'm ready. Never mind. It just gets a 28 to hit.
28, regular.
All right.
I mean, it's not bad.
No.
We're acting like, man, I didn't get a crit. This turn sucked.
You guys have crit so much that I feel like anything else is just like pitiful.
16 points of damage.
Only 16.
And that's my turn. A pretty successful turn.
Okay. Comes back to One Eye's turn at the top of the round. So he is going to do something in which.
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
He's going to do something called Pummeling Fury. Mm. Pummeling Flurry,
Sounds pretty weak.
So he is going. So for one action, he is going to make a Great Club Strike. Alright. He's going to make an Athletics check to try to knock you down.
Like prone? Or?
Like prone, yes.
It's a trip attempt?
It just says...
The way I envision this, because he's holding his great club like over the back of his shoulder, he just takes his front arm and just like tries to physically force you to the ground with his other hand. You know what I mean?
Well, so... Alright, so he's got the... his great club has knockdown on it. So would that mean that he can attempt a knockdown with it? Because it's a
That's his critical specialization effect. So if you crit me with your great club, you'll knock me down automatically. I mean, If it just says an athletics check to knock me down, I mean, I guess it's your call. Do you think it's a fortitude or a reflex save?
I would think fortitude, but...
Wait, knockdown is a feat. Is it knockdown?
Well, he doesn't have knockdown like in his actions or anything like that. Like he's clearly based off of like the fighter, mm-hmm. But he's a unique. So,
yeah.
Well, okay. So I'll go ahead and do. All right, he's still going to do the pummeling flurry, but he's going to hope that he knocks you down with the great club first. How about that?
I guess what do you mean by knock him down with the great club?
If he gets the critical specialization, he gets the critical
shot. It pushes me 10 feet away.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
He wants to knock you down, though. That's what I'm trying to
do.
You
need to drop his club in order to trip you, because you need a free hand to trip.
Even with the great club having knockdown on it?
The great club does not have knockdown. Knockdown is a feat. It says you make an attack... to knock or fall off balance and follow up immediately with a sweep to topple them, make a melee strike. If it hits and deals damage, you could attempt athletics check to trip the creature you hit. If you're wielding a two-hand weapon, you could ignore trip's requirements, chip a hand free. Both account towards your multiple attack penalty, but the penalty does not increase until after you've made both of them. So if they have the knockdown feat...
Alright, so his great club has... It has the damage, and then it says plus knockdown. Plus knockdown, yeah. All right. So, sorry, the Foundry had it listed as like a different thing.
I think it's the creature ability. So, with knockdown...
Yeah, it is, yeah.
If he hits me, he can spend another action to automatically knock me down.
Okay, that's fine. All right, so that's what he's going to do. So, he's going to do pummeling flurry still. Great club... going first. There's going to be a 35 to hit.
Yes, that is a hit, but no longer a crit.
No longer a crit. Very nice. Okay.
That's all right. Like dragon scales.
So
crunch into the club.
All right. So that is going to be 22 points of damage.
Okay.
And then because of the pummeling flurry thing, so he makes a great club strike and then a kick strike, so then he's gonna kick you.
Oh shit.
That's just rude.
I know, that's just dismissive.
You've got enfeebled on, right?
Oh, yeah, I've got enfeebled on, don't worry.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter what.
So, did he use a regular strike first?
Correct.
Okay, because looking at the... It says the monster's last action was success with an attack that lists knockdown its damage entry. Effect, the monster automatically knocks the target prone.
Oh, okay.
So it looks like you just hit someone and they just get knocked prone. Which is pretty
sick.
Alrighty
then.
Yeah, it's just a monster sick ability.
Yeah.
Alright.
It is no left manly left hook, though.
We Kezra, already beat TPK'd if it was.
Okay, I'm prone.
Kezra, you're prone.
And you stomp me.
You're prone. That is a 32 to hit.
Just a regular hit.
Okay, so he has this thing. In which, so his kick actually deals more damage to prone creatures.
Mm. Of course it does.
It's called Batter the Fallen.
Mm. Oh my god.
That's so fucking
brutal. He didn't know he was evil.
There's going to be a total of 20 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ugh. Wow.
Man, he just kicked you in your, like, solar plex.
Really area. Glad I drank that potion.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so that was one action.
Oh my god, that was one
action. And it's only once per turn, so. In which case, he is going to kick you twice.
Oh my gosh.
Oh boy.
So let me see. Okay. Alright, so we can only do it once per turn. Alright. Kick again for 23 to hit.
Miss.
Okay. And then, let's see. Okay, so pummeling Flurry just says once per turn, makes a great club and a kick strike, and then even use another action to do another kick.
Oh, Jake, I'm sorry to just keep interrupting. What? I just want to make sure this is lots of damage, right? So
yes,
there is another creature that is being discussed. Okay, it's like a Mwangi creature. It's a beast. It has a melee strike that it has plus knockdown, and then below it there is a thing. It says knockdown, one action. When it succeeds a strike, they can use this action immediately after to automatically knock over the target. So did they have to use another action to knock down? So would it have been strike, one action, knock down, second action, third action, kick? It should say it in the book. I don't know if Foundry would list whether or not it has knockdown as a second action.
Oh, right. It just says the bludgeoning damage plus knockdown.
Yeah, I feel like we already ruled it. I'm fine with how it was ruled. He hit me, he knocked me down.
Okay. In which case, he's going to use his last attack to try and kick you again.
Very rude.
Yes, extremely rude. 27 to hit.
That's a hit.
All right. So that is going to be 17 points of bludgeoning damage. So what happens up top is that he clubs Kezra, knocking him to the ground, and then if any of you have an angle to see, you can just see him repeatedly kicking Kezra in the face as he's on the ground.
Oh, Elk sees it. He's just like, ooh! Literally, he makes that face, like...
You literally see, like, Kezra is just, like, spitting blood through the boards of the stairwell onto you guys.
Fuck.
All of you see blood and teeth falling on you from above as you look up and see Kezra is getting his face kicked in, and I will see you guys next
week. Oh my gosh.
Oh god, this fight, man. Like, highs and lows.
I know. Mm. It's just, then this guy just comes out and just starts, no damage.
Hello there. This is Mark from the Dragon Punch Squad, here to let you in on a deal going on for all you loyal listeners out there. Greenleaf Geek is an excellent crafter within your favorite polyhedral shapes, and if you use the code DRAGONPUNCHSQUAD, you get 10% off your next order of dice. A variety to choose from, with crisp edges and some fun ones like their perihedral shapes that have little cats in the middle, or the Barbenheimer set. Again, use Dragon Punch Squad during checkout for 10% off. See you next time.